At the end of this program, your spiritual life will be in another dimension. It's a fact. In fact, what the Lord is doing in our spiritual life is so amazing to me. God is truly converting us. He's truly transforming us. And may He complete that project in our lives in Jesus' name. Briefly, I want us to look at empowerment by association. Empowerment by association. There's a popular adage that says, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. Who you assemble with, you resemble. Are we together? Who you assemble with, you resemble. One way to be empowered this year is by our association, the company we keep. And one way to make us powerless this year is our association, the company we keep. Association is vital. Your company, the company you keep and maintain, is so important to your progress, both spiritually and naturally. Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. First Corinthians 15, 33. What does it say? Be not deceived. That means you can be deceived. Are we looking at it? Are we seeing it? Be not deceived. Don't reason it. Don't justify it. Don't deceive yourself. What? Evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, the English word that they translated to communication is not just communication. It includes company, association, and then communication. If your Bible is the Amplified Bible, you will see it there. They put it in brackets. Association, company, communication, and so on. So it's not just who you talk with. It is the company you keep that the Bible is referring to. It says, be not deceived. Because many a times we can deceive ourselves. The Bible says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things. That's why Apostle Paul will look at himself and said, even me, I'm not the one that judges myself. It is the Lord that judges me. So the Bible is giving us a warning. Don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. The company we keep can either affect us positively or can affect us negatively. Praise the living God. If you have a problem, maybe you discover there's a problem in my life. What's going on? Let's look at the natural world, for instance. Why am I not progressing? Why am I not rich? Why am I not doing this? First, look at the cycle of company that you maintain. Praise the living God. Our association matters. It affects us consciously and unconsciously. If you can say, these are my friends, real friends. These are my friends. These are the people around me. This is the company I keep. Then you can tell what you look like by the company you keep. Or what you will look like by the company you keep. We are largely influenced by those we associate with. You associate with the right people, you'll be influenced rightly. You associate with the wrong people, you'll be influenced wrongly. So once again, one source of empowerment we should not underrate or overlook this year is our association. Praise the living God. We are empowered by our company. Didn't the Bible even say that a man's friend will make his face glad? We are empowered by our company. See, we are talking of love. But please, this year, do yourself a favor by carefully selecting your friends. Praise the living God. Do yourself a favor by carefully, prayerfully, being led by God, selecting your friends. Many people are okay as acquaintances. You know them, you relate to them, you communicate to them, fine. But not everybody should be a friend. Praise God. Not everybody should be brought close and say, this is my friend. Many are okay just in the level of an acquaintance. But when you talk about friendship, not everybody is qualified to be a friend. Because the company we are talking about here, it starts from the friends you keep. They are the ones that affect you and influence you the most. Praise the living God. And it is not discrimination. It is revelation. We must watch out for those we associate with if we will be empowered this year. It is a common saying. If your friends are 5 billionaires, you are the number 6. Even if you don't have anything, you are working with 5 billionaires. Everybody sees you with 5 billionaires. When they see the 6 of you going, what would they say about you people? Ah, see, billionaires club. Nobody will know that one of them is not even a millionaire. They say billionaires club. Why? Association. Brethren, who do you associate with? I'm talking to your conscience. Begin to think deep now. Who are your associates? Who are those that you keep close in your inner circle? Whether you know it or not, there are influences you are picking from them. Let me give you one as an example. Many of us, because of where we are coming from, let's look at a practical example of association. Man of God, Bachima, please come close. Oh, no, you're not a sister. Sister Blessing, please come close. See something. Because of our holiness background, for instance, we could not even shake a sister in the Lord where we are coming from. Because of our holiness background. But you know something? When someone like myself came to Bride Assembly, I learned about courtesy. I learned about being jovial. I learned about, let me not use sarcasm so that somebody will know me. Humor, yeah, humor. The right word is humor. The average member of Bride Assembly is humorous. The average member of Bride Assembly is humorous. So what we in the holiness believing church would have seen as, these people are losing their sanctification. When you come to Bride Assembly, we see it as, brotherly love. Are we together? Why? Association. Because you came to a church, you submitted your spirit to that church, and it affected you, it influenced you. I want to begin from the area of friendship before we go to other areas of association we should be watchful this year. Look at a story in Genesis 34. Genesis chapter 34 from verse 1, just verse 1 and 2. For you to know how the people you mingle with affect your life. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bore unto Jacob. What did she do? She went out to see the daughters of the land. That's a prophetic language. She went out to mingle with the daughters of the land. See the result in verse 2. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, priest of the country, saw her, what did he do? Why will Shechem have the guts to take her? Simply because he has been taking the people she went to associate with. It was not a big deal for him. Are we together? The people Dinah went to meet, they are people that Shechem can just enter in and take any help. It was a lifestyle to them. So when she went to mingle with the wrong crowd, best of same feather flock together, right? When she went to mingle with the wrong crowd, she got the fruit of her choice. The Bible says that you should not make friendship with an angry man. Let me look for that scripture in Proverbs. It says, lest you will learn his ways. Did you hear that? It's in Proverbs. If the IT can help me look for it, I can't remember the chapter and the verse now. Make no friendship with an angry man. 22:24. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 22:24. So that we'll drive it home and see that this issue of who you associate with is very vital. Can you see it? This is Proverbs. It says, make no friendship with who? And with a furious man, thou shalt not go. Verse 25 makes it clear why. Verse 25. Lest you do what? And get a snare to thy soul. How can I say I want to progress in my spiritual life and my friends are fornicators? And the people I keep as my close associates are people that talk about going to club, changing women, or chasing women in the church. Because now we are talking of our own community, which is the church. How can I say I want to progress spiritually? And the friends I keep, the close friends I keep, nothing spiritual proceeds out of their mouth. Every time I come and meet you, or I gather with you, associate with you, all we discuss is movies and worldly songs and worldly movies. What would I learn from such a person? Or if every time we meet, all we discuss are people's issues, nothing to help you and I spiritually, what will I learn from such a person? In as much as we want to progress spiritually this year, you cannot progress spiritually when you keep carnal friends. You can't. You can't advance in the spirit when your associates are carnal and worldly. It will pull you back. Praise the living God. So one area to be empowered this year is to watch the people I associate with. Are we together? Iron sharpeneth iron. Proverbs 27 verse 17. So, a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 27, 17. Can we have it? Iron doeth what? So when an iron is blunt, it takes another iron to sharpen it. So does a man sharpen what? The countenance of his friend. Are we together? I, for one, can testify what good spiritual friendship has done in my life. There are several people that are no longer in this church. One such person was a former prayer group leader that I belong to, a prayer group I belong to, and I associated closely with that brother. Associated closely with him. God brought me to Bride Assembly and was showing me revelation to help my spiritual life. But when I got to Bride Assembly, sooner or later, I left revelation and started following anointing because of the people I associated with. Now, the brother is no longer in this church, but when he left, it was discovered that he was embezzling money, the group money, and he was living in fornication. A married man with children. He left the church, somebody that knows nothing, not even how to teach water baptism in Jesus' name. He left and went to open his shop. But you know something? Okay, he left and went to open his church. Sorry, so that you understand what I'm saying. You know something? Many of us that associated with that brother left, several of them left with him. He was able to get many of them out of the way. Now, I would have been in such a cycle if not for a good friend, a brother in the Lord that I had. And how do I know that that brother was gone sent? That group, we like going to mountain. So one of those days, we went to the mountain. I even went ahead of them to pray. Because what was going on? I was not understanding my spiritual life anymore. But all of us would be shouting fire in the church and be falling under anointing. What happened? I saw myself running in a race. Then I slipped and fell. Then I saw a brother in the Lord coming to help me up. To help me stand back on my feet. What was the fulfillment? It was when I came down from the mountain and understood. The brother started correcting me and started rebuking me. It was as if, you know, something woke up within me. You're playing with your spiritual life. Oh, what are you doing? When you first came to Bride Assembly, this is how you are. That's how my steps were redirected. Even before that brother left the prayer group, I exited. Praise the living God. And my focus was brought back as it should be. Benefit of what? Good association. You are backsliding. And from all your friends, nobody can tell you, brother, it's like you are going back. What's going on? Something is wrong. You know, many of us like, let me not go there. Oh, yes, members. People that anything you say, oh, yes, oh, yes. If you don't have a true friend that can tell you the truth concerning your spiritual life, you are very miserable. That is supposed to be one of the benefits of the association we keep. I should be able to say, come. What is it? You don't come for fellowship anymore. You are going down spiritually. You are not on fire as you used to be. You are now maintaining worldly ways. Sister, brother, what is going on? I should be able to have friends to tell me that. If I don't, then my association cannot profit me spiritually. Empowerment. The company we keep matters. Pastor Gabriel and I have been friends for so long. Our friendship still stands today because we have benefited each other spiritually. We were a kind of friends that, in fact, it was three of us, including Prophet Sidney. See the kind of friends we maintained. 2012, we just finished December camp. We rushed to another place, a mountain, fasting and prayer till we came down. For what? Holy Ghost baptism. That it was not wife we were looking for. Holy Ghost baptism. Can you see the kind of friends? Now, you are seeing them today. These young men are now pastors. They are now this, they are that. You don't know where we started from, and you don't know what we are doing. I know it's grace that places, but you don't know the journey we have taken. You only see people's glory. You don't know their story. We are friends that if any one of us was misbehaving, the way we will rebuke ourselves. And today we are reaping the fruit of it. So one way to be empowered is the company you keep. You should be able to look at, if you have fine friends, count them. Okay, these people, who are they follow worker? What is the benefit? What am I benefiting from these people? Then limit it to acquaintance. And don't say this person is your friend that knows your secrets, that knows all your ways, that you communicate with all the time, that you talk with, that you keep. No. The friends you keep should benefit you. If they are not benefiting you, then they are pulling you back. And it starts from the spiritual side. That is our focus. So this year, even in the church, look for true brothers and sisters that are heavenly bound and on fire. And those are the people you should walk close with. Don't make anybody your friend because you are in the same group and department. Make the person your friend because you see Christ in that person. And you know that that person will help you when you are cold. Are we together? The company we keep. See something in 2 Samuel chapter 13. See what a friend did to another friend. You know why your friends matter? Your first counselors are your friends. Do you get me? Your first counselors. Because if there's anything, you first discuss with your friends. Counsel will come from them. Whether you know it or not, the first counselors you have are those your friends, your company. So, God will help you that the counselors you have are giving you right counsels. What if the counselors you have are giving you a counsel that will do you evil? It is one area many of us don't look at. Friendship. 2 Samuel 13 from verse 1. 2 Samuel 13 from verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, what did he do? Loved her. And Amnon was so vexed, he was lovesick, that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon did what? Hey. Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shema, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. That was the same language that the Bible used to describe serpents. Eh? The Bible says that the serpent was subtle. The Bible says that the friend of Amnon was who? Subtle. Is your friend subtle? Okay. And he said unto him, why art thou, you the king's son, why are you getting lean from day to day? Will you not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, oh, I love Tamar, my brother, Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, is that why you are feeling this way? Can you see divine counsel? Iron is sharpening iron now. Whether you like it or not, your friend influences you. It's a fact. He said, lay you down, make yourself sick. Oh boy, you don't get scope. Might give you scope. And when your father comes to see you, tell your father, please send my sister to come and give me food. And she should come and prepare the food in my sight. Let me eat it from my hand. Verse 6. What happened? He followed the counsel of his friend. Praise the living God. There are many sisters that the long skirts you used to wear when you knew the Lord has become short because of the people you are moving with. There are many of us, things that you used to dread as sin when you first met with the Lord doesn't matter to you anymore because of the company you keep. Let's read on. Verse 6, where are we? So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee. Can you see? He was walking under the influence of his friend. Verse 7. And so on and so on. You can read your story. But what happened at the end of everything? He walked under the influence of his friend. He raped his half-sister. But is that all? What was the end? He raped his half-sister. The brother to that sister plotted his revenge. And at the end, Amnon lost his life. But Amnon died, but the friend was still alive. It was even the friend that was telling King David, it is only Amnon that Absalom killed. Our friends can kill us spiritually. How can you have a friend that cares nothing about your spiritual life? How can you have a friend that doesn't encourage you in the things of God? How can you have friends that only counsel you to go the wrong way? I once heard something in this church where a sister was telling another sister she should come. We'll teach her how to come. We'll teach you how you go take make camp. Now wait till man gets, man they take work. In this church, I once heard it. You know why this message is very important? Many of us think when we come to the church, we have entered into God's presence. Yes, especially a living church like this. But there's something you need to know. Satan's address is God's presence. Satan's address. Satan is not in bottomless pit or hell. He has not yet been cast there. Satan doesn't come from hell. Satan, when the Bible says he is the accuser of the brethren, the Bible says he accused them before our God day and night. So Satan is, he has access to God's presence. And we saw it in the book of Job. The sons of God gathered. The Bible said that Satan came in among them. God did not rebuke him. And Jeremiah did not cast him out. Rather, God was even discussing with Satan. Have you considered my servant Job? So you see, where God is, and God's interest, God's program is the church. That should let you know that that is where Satan's interest is also. So when you say, I'm coming to church, come to church with your spiritual antenna on full alert. Don't lose guard. That's the number one counsel I received this year. Don't lose guard. Praise God. You're in a battlefield. I received that counsel from our daddy. Don't lose guard. You're in a battlefield. Don't come and start saying everybody. Choose your friends. Because tares and wheat are planted in the church. So your company affects you. You want to do something for God and somebody is telling you don't. As we always hear them say in Bride Assembly, somebody who wants to give an offering. It is the friend that say, I beg, leave these people. It's too much. Don't do this in the church. You don't have friends that can encourage you. Come this year. How are we going to be in the service of the Lord? How are we going to take time to go out in fasting and prayer? How are we going to do to make our spiritual life better? I mean, as Christians, when we gather, what should be the topic of our discussion? If it is not about the Lord, it should be about the work of God, the progress of the church, the progress of the work of ministry. But if the friends you have are not, their topics of discussion with you is not centered around this, you are doing yourself a harm. Empowerment by association. Watch out for those you keep as friends. Watch out for those who counsel you. If your friend cannot tell you the truth, it is not he or she is not qualified to be a friend. The Bible says that charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Praise the living God. All of us have conscience. So even when we start doing wrong, there is something called Mr. Conscience that starts telling you, you know you are doing wrong. You know you are doing wrong. Now, this is where your friends become angels or demons. If your friends are angels, at that point that you are already doing something that is unpleasing to God, your friends will be the first to notice it. If they are angels, they are the ones that start telling you, ah, come, are you okay? But when your friends are not qualified to be friends, they will encourage you to continue or turn their eyes away from what you are doing. And that is not true. That's not good for you. All of us, man is a social being. Don't you ever say, ah, I don't keep friends, so me, I don't keep friends, so you don't keep friends, but there are people you associate with. Man is a social being. No matter how strict you say you're an introvert, there are still one or two persons that you associate with. And if those are the people that you interact with the most, that means they are the ones that influence you. So we must watch out for it. Are we together? If we want to walk in power this year, especially in our spiritual life, mind the company you keep. Praise the living God. Mind the company you keep. No, there are some things we shouldn't say at the altar. How can you be friends with a man of God that is doing deliverance for his sister and is looking for the demon in her breast? Out, 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 out. And you know. Eh? And you know. What will you learn from such a man of God? I'm talking to somebody. Praise the living God. Even in the church, you have people that are countering the doctrines of the pastor from the pulpit in the same church with you. You are not even supposed to be talking to them. The Bible says we should mind those that cause divisions, and we should do what? Avoid them. Romans 16:17 says so. But we are the ones, some of us, we are the ones. You say they are not your friends, but you put words in their mouth. You sit down with them and you chat with them. You discuss with them. What are seeds? They are sown in our hearts and they bring forth fruit. Mind your association. Praise God, somebody. Are we together? What brought about the fall of King Solomon? 1 Kings 11. All of us like Solomon. At least we love his beginning. A man of wisdom, a man that God blessed, a man that sought first the kingdom of God. And because of that, God blessed him. But see what brought about his fall. 1 Kings 11 from verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 11 from verse 1. But King Solomon did what? Loved many strange. He gathered, he associated together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Now, see something. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto children of Israel, you shall not go in unto them, neither shall they come into you. For surely these people will turn your heart after their God. What did Solomon do? He clave unto these people in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives did what? Now, many of us make the mistake to think it's because he had many wives that he turned against God. No. He only continued with his father. David had many wives. Under the old covenant, God permitted them to be polygamous. So it was not his polygamy that made him sin. What made him sin was the wrong association. If all those wives were Israelites, women of Israel, there would have been no problem. But you are gathering idol worshippers and you are associated with them. Let's read on. What happened? The Bible said his wives did what? They turned his heart. For it came to pass that when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. Can you see it? That was what happened. So Solomon fell because of evil association. Who are your friends? Who do you associate with? Of course, we know the fall of Samson. Everybody knows about Samson and Delilah. What brought about Samson's fall? He's not just an unfriendly friend. Why? What was his business to go? Why did he go and look for such a woman? And even if you say Delilah is an unfriendly friend, only God knows the kind of vegetable that Samson ate. Because I don't understand how a woman will ask you. She asked you the first one. You lied to her. Then she plotted. He said, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And the man stood up. Four times. At the third time, wouldn't you know that this woman is looking for my fall? So it's not unfriendly friend, it's evil association. Let's be mindful of those we keep as friends. Those that we are tied to. Those that we keep as close company. Many should just be acquaintances with us. But before you bring anybody to your inner cycle, make sure that heaven approves of that person. Are we together? Make sure that heaven approves of that person. So that we can be fast. Another area of communication or association you should be careful of this year is the association of false teachers and churches. My sister sent me a video of a sister today. A sister that was in the healing and deliverance. A worker in this church. When I first saw the weave that she wore in that video under a woman's church, Ada Zion. How many of us know Ada Zion? A woman, I think she's a popular prophetess. She sings. And the sister carried mic and was testifying. Mommy did this, mommy did that. How are the mighty falling? One area you should be mindful of, one area of association this year is the preachers you listen to and the church you go. Since in Bride Assembly, we allow everybody, we are not building any empire to say you must not go to another church. The goal of this ministry is to connect everybody to God. So nobody is casting a restraint upon you. In fact, our overseer will come and say, if you find any church better than the one you're attending, better than this one, you should go there. He has said it several times. So no restraint. But please, mind the preachers you listen to. Mind the prophets you follow. And mind the church you go to. Association. What prophets have done to people? It's my prophets. What prophets have done to people? Homes that prophets have scattered. Destinies that prophets have messed up. False prophets. If you have ever fallen victim of them, anytime you see any prophets, you just be angry. But of course, fake lets us know that there is original. But we are talking about the association you keep. We are talking about the association you keep. Be careful. Be very careful. Don't be spiritually careless. Many of us, if I should check our phones, the messages, the sermons on our phones from the people we listen to are things that are even contrary to what we teach in this church. It will not do you. See, truth cannot have different definitions. It's either what we are saying is correct and that thing is wrong, or that thing is correct and what we are saying is wrong. Why do you want to mingle two different things? That's why many of us have kwashoko Christianity. You are not so, instead of you to go straight because you are receiving good food, but because you are mixing it to bad food, then you turn to oral. It's not supposed to be. Mind the church you go to. Mind your association this year. The sermons you listen to. Praise the living God. It's not only when the man of God comes and tell you bring your first fruit that you start looking for Pastor Moses' sermon, because Pastor Moses did not say you should bring your first fruit. When they reach money, what about the other things that they are saying that we have proved from the Bible that is unscriptural? Because every woman that leaves this church to go and start a church, they were listening to another gospel. If all they were feeding from was what they were hearing from Bread Assembly, they would not have done it. Praise the living God. Christianity in its simplicity has been presented to us. Some of us who still live here now, and you still think that going to one mountain is the solution to your problem. If you have been listening to the right gospel as it's presented to you, you will not have such a problem. Let us, what? Be mindful of our association. Some of us, we need to delete the numbers of some so-called prophets that you have appointed to yourself, because you will not need them again after this empowerment. God did not make anybody a channel to be talking to you all the time. When you don't have a ministry, the person is not working under your ministry, you are not in a ministry. You are just a normal child of God. Then you have a prophet that, better be careful. It's better that God speaks. You came to church and a prophet picks you. Don't go and start, because that's how many of us fall into trouble. This person, anything you want to do, you must. Anything you want to do, you must. Anything. Be careful. If the person is a genuine channel, fine. It's a reflection of your faith. But be very careful. Because I once saw in the Bible, after a prophet lied, after he gave a lying prophecy, he still gave a true prophecy. But the lying prophecy he gave that person, it did not come to pass. But the true prophecy he gave that person, judgment was what came to pass. In 2 Kings chapter 13. So let us know, let us be mindful of our spiritual association also. It is not every church. Of course, I don't expect anybody to be jumping up and down. What you are looking for in Sokoto is under your Sokoto. Don't let anybody fool you. Because I heard something last year that I've not been able to verify. How that several women looking for the fruit of the womb in this church. Only God knows who started connecting them to one woman. One prophetess somewhere. That will be telling them to do a manner of things. I'm still trying to verify it. That's how many of us go and heap up problems upon ourselves. Praise the living God. Association. Don't let anybody tell you, let's go to, when you go to the mountain, they'll tell you there's one place called Lion of Judah. Go and drink the water there. Angels, many of us were victims of that. But we know better now. If that person has been listening to the gospel from these pulpits, you know that you are far above things like that. Don't let anybody tell you angel's leg on the mountain, put your leg there. Or this place, powerhouse, when you enter there, this will happen. They made many of us idolaters. Members of this church, because it was when I came here, I started going to mountain. Are you seeing what association did? So be careful of the association you keep this year. The prophets, the pastors, the preachers. Then, of course, association involves communication. Finally, be mindful of the media. The media can empower you or pollute you. Be mindful of the media. Many of us have picked wrong influences, not just from friends, not just from church, but even from the media. In my secondary school days, I loved watching films. So, especially American films. I can stay all night. I will not read, but I can watch films till the next morning. Watch series. If I think back now, I remember there are times that I will watch film. I will go to school the next day and start speaking Oyibo. What's up what I watch? Oh, what you saying, man? Oh, Sam, how you doing? What's up, Sam? I'm trying. Not that I just wanted to be funny. I'm manifesting what I have injected. What's up, Sam? How you doing? You stay in the quadri? Ho, 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 Sam. Oh, I love the way you play the keyboard. What? I'm trying to be what I'm not. Influence. Why? Association. Another time I will watch Chinese film. Oh, God. I'm not talking of little boy. Oh. I'm talking of a teenager, full-grown teenager. Then I will start fighting. I will call some younger boys and we'll start playing, fighting. Now, that's the past. But there are things that we are still picking from the media. There are things that many of us are still picking. Some of us, the kind of dance we dance, you saw it somewhere. Let me not talk. Praise the living God. Some of us, the way we pattern our life and behave is because you watched it somewhere. Or you heard it somewhere. Or you read it somewhere. Association. And the worst today is the social media. It is not every channel you should subscribe to. I use YouTube, but I subscribe to my channels. And you know, sometimes they'll just bring things in your feed. I don't recommend channel. I'll put it. Some I'll say, stop viewing channel. Don't recommend channel. Some block channel. Because I want to be in control of what I watch. I want to be in control of what I watch. Many of us that use Facebook, there are many things we see on Facebook. And you ended up, a sister called me around mid last year that I should pray for her. That she's feeling condemned. A married sister that she just masturbated. So I said, okay, don't condemn yourself. When next you come to church, see me. When she came, of course, you don't just go into prayer. You must talk. What happened? At first, I was like, but I thought you were married. She said, yeah, she's married. She said she even met with her husband that morning. But what happened? She was just going through her phone. And she saw some things. And it started bringing about one kind of feeling in her. So before prayer, we will first talk. Please, you know that this thing you are using, whether it's TikTok, she said, or what, I don't know, whether Facebook or TikTok, and brought out all manner of things that could not even stop a married woman from masturbating. Yes, we prayed together, and I thank God since that time, she had not called me for anything like that again. But I learned something as a pastor. Empowerment by what? Association. If I spend hours just browsing Facebook, Instagram, whatever, not because I'm looking for a particular content, just browsing. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. Many of us are like comedy skits. Be careful, though. Not all are corrupt, but be very careful that you not watch one that will sow seed of corruption. Because Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says something. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Galatians 6, 9. Okay, no. Galatians 6, 8. Verse 8. The previous verse. Listen very well to what he says. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh do what? Reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So let's be careful what we feed our spirit man this year. It is the association. As a Christian, I don't know, the way they created the mobile sets, Daddy was talking about addiction, and it's the truth. Almost everybody is addicted to phone. Almost all of us are. I'm using the word almost in case there's anybody that is peculiar, that is odd. We pick up the phone, check message, check this. It is designed that way. It is designed that way. But we have to fight that battle of what is looking for our attention. That's why you must have, of course, Bible app on your phone. Sometimes you just want to be pressing something, not that anything, no. You just want to be pressing. So, let me talk by my own self. Sometimes maybe one is relaxing, you are tired, you are at home, you just maybe on the bed, you carry phone, and there was a particular day in this one, like, with all this spiritual fire, what's going on? Why do I want to start checking? I had to bring myself back. Okay, I'm too tired to stand up and read the Bible. What delivered me that day was to carry the phone and start reading my Bible. And I say, yes, thank God I'm still maintaining my consecration. Praise the living God. And we have told many of us about even the Bride app that you can have access to 24 hours radio playing sermon. One sermon is finishing, another one is entering. We must be that disciplined. If not, we might end up doing harm to our spiritual life. Praise the living God. So let us have it in our mind that our association can either empower us or rob us of power. Are we together? Our association with the friends we keep, our association with the spiritual leaders that we submit to or subscribe to, our association with the leaders we subscribe to. This area, just let me quickly say something on that area. Of course, it's what we see we used to preach. There are some of us that follow some people, some prophet and prophetesses on Facebook, on YouTube, and what they teach us do us harm. I saw a sister putting on one bangle. It was from one woman she follows, one spiritual worker she follows on Facebook. Some of them will even teach you how you can do one kind of special soap for favor. I'm talking of member of this church doing it. You are aware of what I'm saying, Sister Biodun? We are just laughing. Say, a member of this church. Influence. Association. Let's be careful. So that we will walk in full power this year. Are we together? Let's be careful. Associate with the right people and reap the benefit of good association. Associate with the wrong people and rob yourself of power. Let's be on our feet as we take a prayer point. Father, give me the right people to associate with. Separate me from every wrong association. Because some people will stop being friends with some people after this evening. It's necessary. When you see the person, you just greet the person, God bless you, hope you are fine. But the way you carry the person, you go and eat, chat, play, it will have to stop if you truly want to progress. Because you are with the person and nothing positive is coming out. Everything is bad, negative about the church, about life, sinful. Of course, you must stop such a relationship. My father. Oh, are you with me? Lift up your right hand and say after me, my father. Give me the right company. Connect me to the right people. Separate me from every wrong association. Somebody open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. As a prayer point given to us to pray in our private prayers. You know, the time you truly pray most sincerely is when you are praying alone. That's a prayer point for you. Be seated one moment. Amen. The association who you associate with influences how we behave. That's the truth. See, yesterday I was talking with my wife on video call. And as I was going to end the call, I said, okay, I'll call you later. Okay, thank you. See you. My secretary, Sister Joy, was in the office. She said, Say, honey, sweetie, I see you later. Then I call her back. I say, I'm sorry. Joy just taught me something. Sweetie, honey, I call you later. You see, I have learned something. And I pray that Olumide will also learn. Sister Biodun, you can confirm, Sister Biodun. She's not your sister, she's your wife. Praise the Lord. You know, Olumide say everybody in Brother Assembly is humorous. I learned it from him. I became humorous after he became when he became my PA. So we learn it from each other. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, my precious brother. Listen very well. I believe with the whole of my heart, God had the social media in mind when in Genesis 2, 16 and 17, he gave that instruction. Genesis chapter 2, verse
and
16
the Lord
and 17.
God commanded the man, saying,
what did he say?
Of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat.
Uh-huh.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
The knowledge of
good and evil.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt not eat of it.
Uh-huh.
For the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
If you want to see good and evil, social media. This Bible, that's why I respect this Bible. It is in social media. That is where you eat from, you die. It's there. There is more evil in social media than good. Because it is hijacked by Satan. Evil is so much now. Anything that is satanic, you will see millions of people connected to it. But anything that speaks about godliness, you see 1,000, 2,000. Nobody is interested in it, even in social media. And what Pastor Lumide is trying to teach us, does not even nature teach us that water and oil don't mix?
That's right.
They may be in the same container, but they will not mix. We are in this world, but not of this world. So be careful. Know who you are. You know, years back, before we take the communion and close, years back, I gave my life to Christ inside Ikoyi prison. One of my cellmates, the area we are living, was a big man. Where they kept us, where they keep big men. I happened to be close to him because we were there. There I gave my life to Christ. He too, you know, was a very religious person, was following us to church in the prison. And well, he was released long before me. And he was awaiting trial. He was not charged. I mean, he was not convicted. And about a few years after, he located me and came to my office. And he said something. He said, when he came to my office, I was fully into the evangelical ministry, going to prisons all over. The office was a Christian ministry. He met me and he was surprised. So you mean you are still into this? I said, sure. I said, brother, I don't go back. I said, go back to where? He said, nah, friends. You know, when I came out, frustration everywhere. So when you go to visit them, as they drink now, he said, confirm. Are we off air? Okay. Hallelujah. When they say when I'm thirsty, we go there. We what do they call it? We drink for biapalo, and then. Eventually, I will find myself drinking together with them. Influence. He said, that's how I got corrupted. Then I told him something I just remembered as our brother was preaching. Now, there is something in biology that is called Osmosis. How many people know it? If you go to school, you must know it, except you'll be done. All of us did biology. It's a basic thing. It's a basic thing. It's a basic thing. Or diffusion. Everybody knows diffusion. Everybody, if you don't know, then better go back and dust your... Now, listen to the definition of osmosis. Osmosis is a process of movement of solvents through a semi-permeable membrane from a region of lower solute concentration to a higher solute concentration. I repeat, it's a process of movement of solvents, two different liquids. They move through a semi-permeable membrane, something that divides them, pass through it. From a region, listen now, but the movement is from a region of lower solute concentration to the region of higher solute concentration. There's something in one concentration, because the other solute concentration is lower, the one with the higher one will draw it and mix with it. If you understand diffusion, it says, you call it titration, but titration is more complex than simple diffusion. Diffusion refers to the movement of molecules from an area of high concentration to an area of lower concentration. The world has a concentration. We too, we have a consecration. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That is why. But listen, it is just pure and simple. It's as simple as that. I told my friend, I said, no. The difference between me and you is when I meet these same people who we are associating with before, who want to talk nonsense around me, I say, I see it as an opportunity to let them know you can't get me. Instead, I will get you. I say, I am already confrontational when I meet them. It's a state of the mind. I'm going to prove to you people that I'm no more with you. It's true. People like us, the way my own happened, I hope my son is not hearing me. The day I was arrested from there, they locked me up. I had six girls in six different hotels in Lagos. They hear my own, I know your own. When I came out, they are hearing, oh, he's out. Apart from the fasting, I fasted and prayed, Lord, let these people not come near me. Immediately, they said, oh, I just say, you don't marry? He said, no. You see, they carry men up and down. They say, you go to hell. You see, they go, hey. You don't born again. I say, it's not about born again. You see, they live that useless life. hey, will they come back again? I know they say, again. They don't go. No, we didn't have social media then. I would have looked for their number and then send it so that they will know where I belong. Anywhere I went, I tried to let them know who and where I belong. If you come to me, I told a young girl in this church, single sister, I said, a married man, a brother in the church who is married, comes to you and tries to toast you. Number one, he's married, therefore he's not talking of marrying you. I said, the way you will answer him will determine whether he will come back again or not. I said, number one, He's insulting you to your face that you are not a Christian. That is the meaning. If not, he is married. Why is he coming to you? It is his own way of trying to tell you, I know you are not a Christian. I'm going to go. So it's an opportunity to tell him, but say, you should finish with him in such a way that if he see you coming, he will take another direction. We live our lives without God. That is the problem. That is the problem. We live our lives without God. Oh, a young man that is not married and then is a minister and then a young girl comes for counseling. Then she dresses in a certain way and lives, you know, and lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was in Abuja sometime last year. Sometimes they watch our channel. Maybe you're hearing me now. And a sister that used to be in this church before. So she called. And I said, sorry, I'm not in Lagos. I told her, where? I said, I'm in Abuja. Oh, you're in Abuja. Where? I told her the place, the hotel. Daddy, I'm coming right away. And when she will come, she wore trousers. Now, to me, that was an insult. You know what I stand for. To me, you are coming to confirm what I stand for. Hey, Daddy, I hope you don't mind that wore trousers. I said, no, that's your faith. That's your faith. When she talked, finished, she left. Of course, from that day, if you're hearing me now, you called me up, I refused to answer her again. I didn't block her so that she wouldn't say I blocked her. I want to be a gentle person. But she called several times, texted, I did not reply. It is an insult. You know what I believe. And you are coming like that. You are coming to tempt me. You want to confirm whether that the way they preach for Lagos is true or not. You will confirm. These are our coursemates. What do you call them? Our coursemates. Very close one to me. Came to visit me in a hotel room in Abuja. I came with a girl. He's married with the grandfather's self. And then when he will come to see me, he came with one young girl. And we are sitting there, we are joking. I don't know what he said. The girl fell on him. And he said, hey, now pastor, be this. Stop this, now pastor. He will bind you. He will bind. I said, thank God. Then I face her. I said, you know him? His wife be like this. If his wife knows, say you follow and call here. And I'm going to call her now that he's here with you. He go, come. Better find your way out. I carry phone like this. And they call. And I call the wife. He said, then the guy said, Alu, stop this now. I said, they go. I said, they go. If not, the wife, if he see you, he will kill you here. Praise the Lord. We should be the ones the people in the world should run away from. Not us. When they come, then they will draw us. The osmosis is we be like people who have a lower concentration. We have a higher concentration. Hallelujah. Romans 12, what did he say? Verse 1 and verse 2. Understand the meaning of that now.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a...
Go ahead.
And be not conformed to this world.
This is the verse I'm looking for.
But be ye
be not conformed to this world. But what?
But be ye
transformed.
By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good,
transfer,
perfect and acceptable will of
don't
God.
Be conformed. That is, it is such influences that make us conform. That's what he's trying to bring out here. I just came to just reconfirm with that process called osmosis. So that people will know that we have no reason. You claim you have the Holy Ghost. You can't be of this world again. Amen. We must be odd. James chapter 4, verse 4.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses.
What did he call it?
Ye adulterers and adulteresses.
And it's not referring to men and women. What was he talking about?
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
Friendship of this world is fornication as far as God is concerned.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
It is friendship. And God hates it. Verse 5. Friendship with the world.
Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?
Don't concentrate on social media. Look up. Look unto Jesus. Look unto him. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that will shape in our lives. You are shaped by what you associate with. Associate with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I look at osmosis, one scripture comes to my mind. That same James chapter 4, verse 7 or verse 8.
Verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God.
What did he say?
Submit yourselves therefore to God.
And do what?
Resist the devil.
And what will happen?
And he will flee
verse
from
8.
You. Draw nigh to God.
Osmosis.
And he will draw nigh to you.
If there is anything that will draw you at all, let it be God that will draw you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the only way to do that is stay. Be watchful. Watch where you are going to. You know, diffusion is determined by a gradient. Correct? It's by a gradient. The gradient is calculated because it has to be higher. Then it flows to the lower. Instead of the higher, to draw the lower, the higher, because it is high, when you look down, you will slide. So stop looking down. Keep looking up, or you will slide down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The only solution is Jesus, keep me near the cross. Can we stand up? Keep me near the cross. I hope we know the meaning of this song we sing every day now. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. And that is our prayer throughout this period.
Be your soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Oh, yes.
Near the cross, O Lamb of God,
a bridge
is set before me.
It's our prayer.
Help me walk from day to day. Leave its shadows over me
in the cross.
In the cross.
Oh. Bless me now, my Savior.